Chapter 4 Tweedledum and Tweedledee. Alice turned a corner, and then she saw them. They were standing very still under a tree. Two little round men, exactly the same. There was only one difference. One of the men had dumb on his collar, and the other had D.
They look like schoolboys, thought Alice.
They were standing so still that she forgot they were alive. She thought,
I wonder if they both have Tweedle on the backs of their collars. I'll go and look.
But as she walked up to the two little men, Dumb said,
If you think we're statues, you must pay to see us. It isn't free, you know.
Then Dee added,
But if you think we're alive, you must speak to us. You must be polite.
I'm sorry, said Alice. I was very rude.
Alice knew a song about Tweedledum and Tweedledee. She could hear it in her head. Tweedledum and Tweedledee agreed to have a battle. For Tweedledum, said Tweedledee, had spoiled his nice new rattle. Just then flew down a monstrous crow, as black as a tar barrel, which frightened both the heroes so, they quite forgot their quarrel.
When I get home, I'll tell my sister that I remembered all the words, thought Alice.
Then she said to the two little men,
Can you help me, please? I want to find a way out of this forest.
Tweedledum and Tweedledee looked at each other. Then Tweedledum said,
When you visit someone, you don't start asking questions. You shake hands.
He held out his right hand, and Tweedledee held out his left hand. Alice shook their hands politely.
Now we'll dance together,
said Tweedledum. Still holding hands, they started to dance. Alice could hear music.
It's coming from the tree, she thought. The branches are rubbing together to make music.
The twins were very fat and they could not dance for long.
Oh, we've gone round four times, gasped Tweedledee. That's enough for one dance.
What shall I say now?
Wondered Alice.
It's much too late to say hello.
So she said,
I hope you're not very tired after the dancing.
No, we're not,
replied Tweedledum.
But thank you for asking.
Then Alice heard a strange noise. It sounded like a train or a wild animal.
Are there any tigers in this forest?
She asked, feeling a bit frightened.
No, there are no tigers, said Tweedledee. It's only the Red King. He's asleep and he's snoring. Let's go to see him.
The twins led Alice to a tall tree. She could see the Red King sleeping under it. He wore a tall red nightcap with a tassel on the end, and he was snoring loudly. Alice said,
The grass is very wet. I hope it doesn't make him ill.
She was a kind child.
He's dreaming, said Tweedledee. What do you think he's dreaming about?
I don't know, Alice replied. Nobody knows that.
I do. He's dreaming about you,
cried Tweedledee, clapping his hands.
And if he stops dreaming about you, where will you be?
I'll be here, of course, said Alice with a frown.
No, you won't, said Tweedledee. You'll be nowhere. You're just a person in the Red King's dream. That's all.
If he wakes up, added Tweedledum, you'll go out like the flame of a candle.
I won't, replied Alice. I'll still be here. I'm a real person.
She started to cry. Then she had a thought. She said,
if I'm not real, I can't cry. And I am crying, so I must be real.
Ha! Huh,
said Tweedledum.
Those aren't real tears.
They're talking nonsense,
thought Alice, drying her eyes on her handkerchief.
Oh, it's silly to cry about it.
It was getting dark in the forest, and Alice could see black clouds in the sky.
Do you think it will rain?
She asked the brothers. Tweedledum opened a large umbrella. He held it above himself and Tweedledee.
It won't rain under here,
he said.
But will it rain out here?
Asked Alice.
If it does, we'll be dry under this umbrella, replied Tweedledee.
But I'm not under the umbrella. They don't care if I get wet,
thought Alice.
They only care about themselves. I'll say goodbye and go.
But then Tweedledum jumped forward and grabbed her hand.
Look at that,
he cried. He pointed his finger at a small white thing which was lying on the ground. Alice looked at it carefully.
Don't be upset, she said. It's just a rattle. Just a baby's toy. And it's broken.
Tweedledum started to stamp his feet and pull his hair.
Oh, broken!
He cried. Alice put her hand on his arm and said,
please don't be upset. It's just an old rattle.
It isn't old,
screamed Tweedledum.
It's new. I bought it yesterday.
He looked at Tweedledee, who was trying to hide under the umbrella.
And now it's broken. He broke it. We must have a battle. Do you agree, Tweedledee?
Oh, all right, said Tweedledee, looking at Alice. But she must help us to get ready for it.
The two brothers walked off into the forest. After a few minutes, they were back, carrying lots of things. Alice could see pillows, blankets and rugs, tablecloths, trays and cooking pots.
Can you pin things and tie strings and do up buttons?
Tweedledum asked Alice.
We have to wear all these things for the battle.
With Alice's help and a lot of shouting, the brothers put on their armour to protect them in the battle.
Will you put my helmet on for me?
Asked Tweedledum.
It isn't a helmet. It's a cooking pot,
thought Alice, carefully putting it on his head. She tried not to laugh. And then, at last, they were ready.
Do I look ill?
Tweedledum asked Alice.
Perhaps, she replied,
trying to see his face through all the armour.
I'm a very brave man,
he went on.
And I like fighting, but today my head hurts.
And my tooth hurts, said Tweedledee, who was listening. I feel much worse than you.
Perhaps you shouldn't have the battle today if you're both ill, said Alice.
She didn't want them to fight.
Oh, we must have the battle,
said Tweedledum.
But we don't need to fight for long. What time is it now?
Tweedledee looked at his watch and said,
It's 4:30.
Let's fight until 6 o'clock. Then we can stop for dinner,
said Tweedledum.
All right,
said Tweedledee, looking at Alice.
And she can watch us. But don't come too close. I might hit you. When I'm fighting, I hit everything I can see.
I hit everything, said Tweedledum. If I can see it or not.
Alice laughed.
Do you hit a lot of trees here in the forest?
She asked. Tweedledum looked around him and smiled.
When we've finished fighting,
he said proudly,
there will be no trees.
But you're only fighting about a rattle, said Alice. It's not a very important thing, you know.
But it was a new rattle,
replied Tweedledum sadly. Alice remembered the second verse of the song.
I wish the monstrous crow would come, she thought. Then they would stop.
We've only got one sword, said Tweedledee to his brother. You can have the umbrella. It's quite sharp. And it's time to start the battle.
It was now very dark in the forest.
I think there will be a thunderstorm, said Alice to herself. I can see a big black cloud. It's moving very fast. I think it's got wings.
It's the crow,
cried Tweedledum.
It's the monstrous crow. Let's forget about the battle. Run, Tweedledee, as fast as you can.
And the two brothers ran off, leaving Alice alone. Alice went further into the forest and stood under a tall tree.
The crow can't get me here, she thought. But I wish it would stop flapping its wings. It's so windy. Oh, here's someone's shawl. The wind has blown it away.
Alice caught the shawl and looked around for its owner.